most of you know, I was here last week. I got a taxi outside Dunn's, took me home. I was home at 12:20. I put on the kettle. I turned around because I had a notebook on the shelf and the thing. I had the Bible in the hand and the words flow. Thank you all for listening to me tonight. I know I was excited, gave me such a fright. You gave me trust in what I write. My legs were shaking with delight. I have returned to give you more. Hope you won't hunt me out the door. Not alone did you hear me, but I got on MP3. What is MP3? Now can I go out the air to be heard all over here and there? That was a week ago, an hour later. I was talking to Bunny a while ago, and I was asking her, did she know Seamus Heaney? And she did. And then you. Was it you mentioned Seamus Heaney here a while ago? And I went at my book. This is an ode to Seamus Heaney, may he rest in peace. I got my cure down in the West, and it was there I did some writing best. While I was there, got talking to a man in Castletown there, all about my writing, my compulsive writing. He told me Adelaide was the place where Seamus Heaney of fame went for his holidays there. So did I get some of his writing gene? Because no one that I know was ever so keen. Arranged for a meeting in August that year, but there was another part planned for Seamus. He went elsewhere. So I think of him often when I'm writing like this, my words out on paper, and are they like his? I have no control what words appear on the pages before me, nothing prepared. Just heading on a blank page, my burger goes on none at a pace filling race. Since this is new to me after my buddy release from my horrid depression down in Adelaide, we'll have to know more about Seamus and his writing. Where and when did he do it, and did he ever sleep? Because that is my problem. Morning, noon and night, words have to be written because they are right. Too good to be lost out in space, must record them on paper for the human race. So I write this at the early hour, which is my time for real writing, a quiet hour or two. Watching the dawn and the rising sun, the birds morning singing, a day to welcome. A new day to fly around and gather food for their young. Very busy all day, flying this way and that, to rear their new life that they have in the nest, to entertain us in summer as we sit and relax. So to Seamus I say, may you have a good rest. I still go to Budderland down in the west, and I will remember you there, and I will remember you there, and keep writing my best. When I started writing, I wrote about 3 pages of this, and then just very early in the middle of the night. And then when I had it written, I looked at who wrote this. I said, that's exactly like Seamus Heaney writes. But I never liked Seamus Heaney. I could never stand what he was doing. And now I'm writing about, I was talking to myself. And now I'm writing exactly, and I've done an awful lot of writing like his, but I never met the poor man. He died weeks before I was supposed to see him. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Can we have Mike Hill, please? Mike's another one who's in the running for our most travelled Ovala. He's all the way from somewhere in America.
Waiting that side of the bar. wish I had paper. It crumbles better in my fingers when I'm sweating. Perspiring, sorry, that's a four syllables, I think it's better. A few words. I just lost. So I wish I had paper. There's a poem I wrote, I would say probably, well, it says about 2001. And it had to do with my experience living in my sailboat for 12 years. This is about 3 years into it. It's called The Chance. To be sure the one who speaks, the one who seeks the soul, shall find the heart that lets them breathe, the one that makes them whole. But should one waste a chance to find the one to light their fire, then the magical glow that warms one heart shall certainly expire. It's all about feelings, I guess. It's about experiences, it's about relationships. It was when I wrote at Christmas several years ago. There are some who see and some who don't the strength of love and laughter. It's a power that makes our life complete, which most of us run after. This empowerment within our souls fulfilled, part of a cosmic collective, it gives us a vein through which our lifeblood flows and keeps all of us connected. But without the laughter and love for us to share and receive it as a given gift, our lives will be dim and full of despair, and our souls will remain adrift. Let it be known that this strength is within us, a connection to be offered. Please give this gift, this lifeblood's path, so that we may never feel rejected. If I can throw one more out there real quick. I don't know how much time I have. It was one poem, wasn't it?
Sorry. Thank you, it's short.
There's a haiku, that's short.
Yeah.
It's called simply Tao Haiku. Steam to air as my tea grows cold. Don't worry. Nothing gets lost. Thank you.
Thanks to Mike Hill. Next up to the open mic is Mags Creed.
It's amazing, bit of abstractly constructed poetry you've said in our daily office. This is a short, very funny set of short one, because I saw that the news over Stormont, there was a big crane over Stormont, so I just had to run with this one. A crane swings over Stormont, cool it, hang out to dry. Would it be socially democratic to pick up a few with good delight? But it's such a symmetrical building that many would claim for their own. Equilibrium must be balanced because it is bilaterally owned. So quell your storms in the north and ease the wind down south. The east and the west can prove quite extreme, so we stay neutral and shut our mouths. That's it.
Next we have Helen Kavanagh Rowan.
Thanks. Just a little quick background to this. It's one evening I opened a bottle of wine and I sat just watching out my window and I can see the river from my window, and I obviously started writing. It was a year later I found the poem, I'd forgotten I'd written it. sadly, here it is. Miss Lee and me. Watching. The ebb and flow of human city go back and forth, punctuated by Mary and Anne's bells. Red light, green light, posture wrong, some arms swing, mouths moving, mostly gaping. The Lee doth bob and sway, bored with green vomit from stereotropic voices, whittering on empty tales of desk job boredom and dull scum roaredom. Her algae-driven brain hoping to eavesdrop on a modern-day Joyce, Yule saying he's way home, and longing for rarity of talent to emerge from Opera House door. Stardom? Listening. As she flows on she goes, until the fresh water wedge gives jolt of hope. The evening lulls into distant dissonances of Balkan utterances mingled with Corkonian lilting and lolling, moaning and sobbing, in a culture of drolling inattentiveness. Sign. Over the bridge, back the bridge, run at red lights, wait for yellow bikes, on and on and on, and fade to silence into the denouement of the day. Trickling, threading to cross the cobbles, theatrically lit on Knapp Square, tail at the ready in the air. Yikes, there's one, not a cat, no creeping. It's a John, coming, flowing on and on. No genius yet, just a dullard parade and fashion stayed. So roll, roll around again, Miss Lee, to live your cursed eternity, hoping that your water will stay free, and perhaps someday you might meet me.
Thanks for that. Next we have Angus Daly.
How are you doing? This is a poem. I was thinking about the comet, you know, the comet that they went up and put a spaceship on there a few weeks ago. So just thinking about that and the looking up into the sky and thinking, we put an old spaceship up there. But it's called Celestial Path. So the door you open in your heart hails those comets from the past. See your mother cooking by the stove, and your father kneeling, turning fire and stone. See your brother playing, and the little one crying, the black holes in the dark, the little girls laughing, sparkling, all tugging at your heart. The door is open, step through, careful, nice and slow. In the dark, take a careful step, feel your heart, hear the call, and the holy breath. Hear the adult's life, you can move, try. See the bluebird fly. Hear the music, see the awakening sky. The stars will come, the comets pass, all the while with those heady dreams, threading the elsewhere and the past. It will hurt, with perhaps no one to tell. You will try and try and cry, burning and turning, shedding light. If you come here to shine and sing the song that warms you along. With magic hands and moving limbs, fashion those diamond rings from the rocks and the wise ones, from here and there, and a sparkle added from the nowhere. The comets turn in the dark, with careful breath, the golden step. You can play the ancient game with an open hand, a sparkling heart, and like a different heavenly path.
Patricia Walsh, please.
So it's a poem on all that really doesn't have a title. Does. Siphon off your typewriters. Eject your last copy. Take the first bus home and practice your shorthand. Your mouth was a supple legend. The person behind the soundbite. nor could it exactify your story, not even on a whim. If I had blood and guts to do so, I would justify your quarry, an understanding not realized, not that I would care to admit. It's all sewage under the bridge anyway. I long to drape you around my neck, even if I dig at my own funeral. I am assured by past injuries that my secret will be deleted. Your eyes green as local scum, circumambulate by presence, good as gold. Your arms reckoning to coming good, undulate across my shoulders, sandy face. If I could but squeeze, all I see is a cavern of a staircase open wide, gobbling up silence, a whitewash to behold. A typewriter's dink again, pummeling their legends fair and square. Shorthand your secret as best you can. The floppy can eject itself. Thanks.
Okay, the next person to the open mic is Sean O'Reidigan. I was booked there last week, and it was a connection of the line. I'm from Limerick, so it's my first time down in Cork. In that other place, they claim to be the capital of Munster. I always have that poems in both languages, which ones come to me first, you know, so I might write in the other language, then both Irish and English. And sometimes they're not direct translations from each other, but sometimes it gives a bit more perspective on the thought behind it. Yeah, so I read out two of them anyway. The first one is High Town Road, or Ballard Lucan, this is in Irish. And like a lot of people of my generation anyway, I was over in, I'd go over to England working during the late 80s. And I've lived in Luton there, and Luton is probably the most, the biggest number of Irish people of any town in England. But what was the last one usual was even in the late 80s, where Ryanair was about brought a lot of the immigrants in there. There was another generation even before that from the 50s who went over working in Vauxhall or working on the motorways and the subcontractors. So it's just, you see a lot of lonely on in there. So this is the, let's read out in English first. He's on his stool at the end of the bar, supping a slow pint of beer after a long day's work on the site. Another of Luton's solitary men, raising the what wearing men before he heads to his bedsit for the night. Ask him a question and he'll answer with a nod and sometimes add a spoken word. Then return to the company of his own. But there must be times when he dreams of what might have been, and times when he thinks of home. Is that square by Lord Luton? In a heel stole Sohonia, laugh Gramahar Fionta Lena, Neeb laugh Fat Pogala. Joriella, he looked near Ayanor, Daruda Yena Verhoenor, Rev Dollar of Holler Harala. From the young my regular kissed, corrode the fucking subrace, so the villain a toss their reach. Ach ni fullar no good dagan, worn to hug a good tobin, swing to fain a hard bullfish.
Right.
Well, the second poem is a bit about what is ahead of us. This is, which is about my mother actually, you know, it's just as the years goes on, sometimes the memories and the recognition starts to drift away. It's like the tide is going out in us. So in English it's called The Tide's Calling. The tide is calling your boat away,
No rope can hold you from the pull of the sea as inch by inch you edge into the mist and another landmark behind you ceases to exist. Yet I can see you as clearly as before you started to drift from memory's shore. And I remember times when we could connect and you'd be eager for news, for what happens next. But you don't ask anymore. Your curiosity lost. As faces become shadows and names are forgot. What would be left? What happens to you? And I too have faded from your view. I was just querying Tatida Vilaire. Tatida Gwaiachrot, the Fedelef Fanach, Tataring Throne Lad or Sanarigamach, Orlach in Igorli, Claudine Clo, Swaintis Queenie, the Kaita Godio. Ach is fair on Queen of Aladina Vion, Solohosni, Toy Fagment, Tishkin the Line, is Queen of Force, to Fisra Gatla, the Goni Glorg, Noch is Cadrala. Ach in Ish Taga Kesht, in Void, Angel Nicholas Carda, the Rota Gut, Kaitan Andes, or Yokika Town, is Gatlor Dunsa, in Hasta Hjell, Mimarvi.
And next up to the open mic is Kieran McCurtain.
Bit of shouting, bit of crying, bit of swearing, cut the cord. Because baby, you've been wielding your body like a sword, and well, to be honest, it's been much for me to absorb what you'd ask for. Yeah, I ain't really been doing so well on you, baby, but I'm living week to week. And the forecast ain't been helped as your kisses stain my cheek. With no heart nor hands left in reach, or words left to speak. And your tears rain on my parade. Like some casual crusade. A miserable charade. How to kill a love in 10 days. I feel like my passion's being played for fools, and well, if the performance must persist, then I really must resist. And well, I insist. At times are ticking on my aching wrists. Clutching onto something that no longer exists. Not in the palm of your hand or the clutch of your fist. Not in the warmth of your breath, nor the rest of your lips. You know, put me on a list. Call it chances missed, or well-meaning cast asides, lost to the abyss, whichever you prefer. and feel would most like reasonably refer to this magnetic blur. Yeah, you know I'm partial to cigarettes now. But addicted to that moment to myself. And I'll leave you to figure out which is better for my health. Yeah, we've got nerves and feelings and the patterns on the ceiling. But without your consideration, there can be no expectation. For a future, fresh air high. Yeah, we didn't fall far shy. From staying eye to eye, and now that the tears are dry, I feel a little better, so I'm, with my cheeks a little redder, gonna write you this letter. To my hero from afar. Hope you're doing well wherever you are. I'm at a safe distance now, underneath a lamp, scribing your response to your cry, why did our love die? Here's my theory on a postage stamp. You ask why.
Thanks, Jackie. And next up we have Simon Amundsen.
This is current poem, part of a series I'm writing under the title Transitions. Ardwick is being sold. Since the age of four, Ardwick has been the family pile, purchased in 65 for less than a medium spec hatchback. A crumbling 10 bedroom Victorian vivisection. Fireplaces rudely removed before the wheel of fashion cycled back to period detail. Nash, chrome, wrought iron tiled. Formal bedrooms, servants' quarters, the hearth excised, 70s wall units in a dark veneer still grace the hall come TV room. And the kitchen, a retro riot in turquoise formica, unchanged since the 60s. Ardwick is being sold. Repository of life's phases, stuff to be weighed on the retention balance, what's to be kept. Its skeleton transplanted with the grace of a dislocated hip, a jerry-built three-floor extension, the top freezing in winter, boiling in summer, my London flat soon to go. What will travel the seas to my new life? In 6 months, the base of wealth, heartache, and regeneration will turn to new hands. Ardwick is being sold, gutted and refurbished if the Victorian frame draws the buyers to a home, or more likely, demolished, emerging phoenix-like as modern boxes to maximize earnings, flat apartment shorn of pedigree. What will I keep? What would you to simply be? Thank you.
And next up to the open mic, can we have Michal Weber?
They travel across the galaxy, or whatever.
Right, Michael.